Newsflash, the world as we know it is going to end this summer, at least at the movies. There are a lot of film apocalypses coming out. So far, two, Oblivion and After Earth, have not clicked with audiences. Well, now comes This Is the End, in which, as our critic Bob Mondello explains, the world ends not with a bang, but with laughter.
Actor Seth Rogen, the guy from Knocked Up and Pineapple Express, is waiting at the LA airport when he hears his actor buddy, Jay Baruchel, also of Knocked Up, call his name.
Seth!
Rogen and Baruchel are playing versions of themselves, or at least of their public personas. So is, seemingly, everyone they know.
I'm the best we could ever plan.
James Franco's having a giant party.
Yes!
So they go, and Jonah Hill's there, and Emma Watson, and Mindy Kaling's all hot and bothered.
Have you seen Michael Cera tonight?
What's up, Brianna?
Can't believe people still invite him places.
So, okay, you get the drift, right? Hip young comics partying and poking fun at themselves. Then all hell breaks loose, kind of literally. The ground opens up, swallowing hundreds of celebs. Los Angeles is basically in flames, and the five remaining guys at the party are left to take stock.
We got 12 bottles of water, 56 beers, 2 vodkas, tequila, Nutella, a Milky Way, half.
And to debate how to go forward.
Can I have that Milky Way?
It's my special food. I like it. Back me up on that, Seth.
I don't think you should get the whole Milky Way. I want some of the
And then
Milky
to
Way.
Figure out what's going on.
For all we know, the Lakers could have just won, and that's the reason why all this is happening.
I think it's the apocalypse. It's all in here.
And he opened the bottomless pit.
The sinkhole? Every single time I turn on the news, sinkhole in South America, a bunch of South Americans getting sucked into the ground.
Sinkhole de Mayo.
One thing you're not hearing, because the studio has only made clean clips available for broadcast, is how strong the language is. These guys talk trash, trashily enough to make George Carlin blush. Definitely a hard R. Still, for as long as Rogen and his buddies are just riffing in character as extremely obnoxious and hopefully exaggerated versions of themselves, things stay pretty funny. Once everyone gets tied up in plot, this glorified slacker flick goes slacker, partly because the whole Celebrity Cribs vibe flies out the window when things get special effects Beelzebubbly. That said, Rogen and his pal Evan Goldberg, together they co-wrote and co-directed, are clearly having fun giving you the feeling that both celebrity boundaries and filmmaking boundaries are being crossed, a notion they're tapping into, let's note, in sync with other filmmakers right now. Sofia Coppola's The Bling Ring invades the homes of real celebrities for a story of teen thieves invading the homes of real celebrities and asks moviegoers to spend more time in Paris Hilton's closet than they probably spend in their own. Something made easier by the fact that it looks to be the size of a two-bedroom apartment. And a veritable who's who of French movie stars play themselves in Alain René's You Ain't Seen Nothin' Yet in a plot that has them watching other actors playing parts they once played. That's far more interesting in concept, obviously, and more elegant in execution than anything Seth Rogen and his buddies have cooked up in This Is the End, but not nearly as funny. I'm Bob Mundell.
Patriotic, slam, fight, fight, like feeling, pretty sight. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. To find out more about the books and authors you hear on NPR's programs, go to npr.org/books. There you'll find author interviews, NPR's bestseller lists, and find out what our staff is reading. This is NPR.